Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
Order up. It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we continue our division by division Major League Baseball preview by ordering up the American League West. We've got some, we had some quality teams out there, but who will be the best of the best? From 5 to 1, who you got, Dave?
I'm starting off with the Los Angeles Rendons. I mean, Angels. Oh, man. Third base Anthony Rendon is not going to be available this season, so their chances of making the World Series have gone down a hair. So no Rendon, no Ohtani. Trout will get injured in 2 weeks or so. So I got the Angels sitting at 5. The Las Vegas? No, the Sacramento? I don't even know. The A's. They don't even have a home ballpark. They have Luis Severino. They have Luis Severino and a bag of balls. That's about it. So I've got the Oakland A's at 4. Number 3, I've got the Houston Astros. I mean, I know they added Christian Walker and Paredes, however you want to say it. And Altuve is moving over to left field, but there's no Verlander. There's no Bregman. I don't think Alvarez is enough, so I have them finishing in 3rd. Number 2, I have the Texas Rangers. I just don't think they have the pitching depth. Corey Seager, another guy, gets hurt. I give him half the season before he's done. Marcus Semien's just not enough. Aroldis Garcia. It's not enough. My number 1 will surprise you. I've actually got the Mariners. And just basically by default, I have them finishing with a similar record than the Rangers. But I think Castillo will win the Cy Young. Rodriguez has a bounce back year. And they compete at a high level.
I mean, it makes sense. It's about time that Jerry DePoto actually put a team out there that does something. How many years are you going to get? How many bites at the apple are you going to get? We're in agreement with last place. Absolutely, we're in agreement with last place.
The Rendons?
The Rendons. You added Travis d'Arnaud. That's really not going to help much. You added Yoan Moncada. Yeah. That's really not going to do that much. You traded for Jorge Soler. You're just getting guys to move them. You're getting guys to flip them at the deadline. You signed Kyle Hendricks. You signed Kenley Jansen. You signed Yusei Kikuchi. Not moving the needle, man. Just not doing it. Especially since Rendon's already hurt. And Trout will be hurt very soon. You can set your watch by Mike Trout getting hurt. So, I gotta say, the Angels for DFL. Number 4. Now, this one might surprise you. I really don't like what the Astros have done this year. I I just don't see it. Yes, you still have Altuve. You have Jeremy Peña. You brought in Christian Walker. But, yeah, I'm not in love. I'm not in love with it. It's a huge drop-off, right? Who's in your outfield? Yordan Alvarez is listed as an outfielder, but he's going to be your DH. You're going to rely on Jake Myers, Chaz McCormick, Mauricio Dubon, Ben Gamel, Taylor Trammell. Like, that's your outfield? This is a far cry from George Springer. And then, you've already mentioned the pitching. Christian Javier, Framber Valdez, what's he going to be? McCullers, is Lance McCullers actually going to pitch? That's my question. Then you have like Brian Abreu, you have Spencer Arrighetti, you have guys who, Ronel Blanco, who pitched the no-hitter last year. But you have guys who have some experience here, but I don't know. I just don't see wins coming out of there. Third place, I've got the itinerant A's. Oh, we'll call them Sacramento for now, but, you know, they're just kind of there. They've got some decent arms. They traded for Jeffrey Springs from Tampa Bay. They brought in Luis Severino. They have Mason Miller at the back end of the bullpen. They seem to be bolstering their team for a little bit until they get to Vegas, the inevitable move to Vegas. And then that's when they're going to go all out. You bring in Gio Urshela to kind of anchor the infield. Rooker is there, who is a very unsung player. Brent Rooker is a stud. And Duhar is finally getting his shot at age 29. Cashman's finally not, can't fuck around him anymore. Good job. This team has a lot of guys that Brian Cashman can't fuck around with anymore. J.P. Sears, Ken Waldachuk, Miguel Andujar. I'm waiting to see Clint Frazier's name on here. I'm waiting to see that they sign Clint Frazier. Lawrence Butler had a breakout year last year. Can he do it again? Burlington, New Jersey's own. I think they're gonna be better than people think they are. Number two, this is tough. I can't believe in the Mariners. As much as I want to, I can't. It's always something, right? It's always fucking something with them. Like, they forget how to hit. Their pitching isn't great. Or when their pitching is great, like, the hitting, it's just a mess. Could this be the year that they finally put it all together? Maybe. But I'm not banking on it. You brought in Mitch Garver. Great. You brought in a full year of Randy Arozarena. Yeah. I'm still not sold. Rotation plays, though. The rest of it, I am not sold. And number one, I'm going to take the Rangers. I think that there's enough there that they can hold off the Mariners. They're going to have, maybe they'll have Jacob DeGrom. I don't know. I feel like Jacob, he's growing his hair back. So maybe it's like the reverse Samson. Like, he's starting to like get his powers back. I don't know. We'll find out. But you're going to have Kumar Rocker. You're going to have Jack Leiter. These guys cracked the bigs last year. Maybe they'll have their sea legs under them. There's talk of John Gray being in the bullpen, possibly the closer. You still have Nathan Eovaldi. You still got some arms there. They brought in the immortal Kyle Higashioka and Jake Berger. So they've added more pop to this team. And Adolis Garcia, his goal is to hit 50 homers. We'll see. Good for you. Jock Peterson's there, your boy Jock. So, I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if the Rangers made it back, but it also wouldn't surprise me if their pitching staff totally went to shit. So this is a very unpredictable division. I'm here for the ride. And I think Texas will be too. Those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X at faderoutednz and let us know who you're picking in the American League West. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.